Hello and welcome to the Fearless Wandering Podcast. I am Tobias Powell. I will be your host today. Now, this will be a pretty unconventional episode as it will just be myself. Trenton is out sick, and obviously this isn't a live stream. Typically, we have our live streams every other week, so it'll be 2 more weeks before our next live stream, but we'll have another episode out for you next week. So it'll be a bit unconventional. It's going to be pretty short. I have a specific topic I'm going to go over, and yeah, that's going to be about it. So there's been this thing going around online, and I've seen it on X and just everywhere really, is Seedance 2.0. Now, this is a video generating AI, does video, audio, and just all that, and it looks live action. I've seen some very realistic looking videos. It still has that like AI feel to it, even though it's not, even though it looks very, very real. So AI still has a bit to go before it ever, I don't think AI will ever actually accomplish what humans can accomplish. Like that's the point. Like we will never get to that point where AI will feel human, because it'll never feel human because it's not being made by a human. It's being made by a computer. I've seen, you know, all kinds of different fights. One of the more popular ones was, Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, I think it was, maybe. That was a pretty popular one. And there was some pretty high level execs saying that that the film industry is basically done, because they saw this fight and they're like, we can't compete with this. This costs nothing to make, and yet here it is. And it looks very realistic. The audio even sounds pretty realistic. But the thing is with AI, like it'll never be human. It won't. And I do think there will be a market for AI, like AI generated movies, TV shows, all that. I do think we are getting to that point. I think it's not far off. There will be a market. People will just be like, yeah, I just want to watch an AI movie today. Fine. There will be that market, and I think it'll be a niche market. But there will always be a demand for that human art. People aren't going to go to a museum of AI generated art. They're going to go to a museum of human created art. There's no humanness to it. There's no emotion to it. It's just a computer is like, this is what I see. This is what I'm going to make. So Seedance 2.0, it just recently came out, and it's doing crazy things, but it's not like something we're concerned about, because we know that that market will just be for that specific thing. And we have our market and what we're working towards, which is human generated stuff. And recently I wrote up an official statement for our company of what we believe is permitted and unpermitted for AI. And this will be implemented immediately, and going forward, this will be our official statement on AI and how we will use it for our company. Because AI ultimately is a tool, and it's a tool that can be used for good, bad, whatever, but it is a tool nonetheless. And yeah, so Fearless Wandering Productions official statement on AI and its permitted uses within our company. Fearless Wandering Productions has a standard of high-quality content that tells good, true, and beautiful stories that glorify the Lord. AI cannot be used in some areas of filmmaking, but can be permissible in other areas. Below, I will list the permitted uses and the unpermitted uses by Fearless Wandering Productions. Permitted. Finding information or resources. Now, this is very specific. It's only to find the resources. It is not to... the information or resources. So like if we find the information, we have to find the resource as well. Like we're not going to just take AI for what it is. AI has been caught lying many, many times. It's becoming well known that like certain AIs, like I know Grok will do this if you, it wants to please you. So if you tell it, like if it learns who you are and what you want, it'll tell you what you want to hear. You can even tell it, I don't want to hear this, and it'll tell you a lie and tell you the opposite of what you're hearing. So finding information and resources, but we have to find those sources of where those things came from. So like if we find a quote for something that we're writing, like we're going to find through AI where it's coming from and that, all that. Receiving critiques and editing notes. If we can throw something that we wrote into AI, just say, hey, give me the notes on this, and we'll let it tell us the notes. Hey, you know, misspelled this word, or hey, you missed an explanation mark here, or a comma, or whatever. So we can receive critiques, editing notes, but this goes into our, I'll get more into it in our never permitted section. But next we have putting writings into their proper format. So like if we want to write a movie script, it's much quicker to just write it out and then have AI put it into a proper script format, which can take a lot of time. So it's going to be a time saver for us. And obviously it's not creating anything. It's just putting it in the proper format. Since we're a smaller company, we have a couple things that are permitted for a time. We don't want to forever do these, but they are permitted for a time, which is improving our logos. We have multiple logos, and we will use AI to create better ones. We're not a logo creating company. We are very well aware that there are logo creating companies out there, and we wish to support them eventually. But at our level, we're going to use AI as a tool to get us the logos that we want. Yeah, we see no issue with that because we're not producing logos. That's not what we're doing. We're creating stories and telling stories. And so for a time, we will be using AI to improve our logos. And that is important, improving, because we will, like I have created many logos, and then I will have AI say, hey, make this better. And it will. So we allow that, and creating thumbnails and stuff for our videos. We're allowing that for a time as well. We see no issue with that. But we do wish to support those companies that do those things when the Lord has blessed us to be able to do that. Now, never permitted writing or rewriting anything. We will never, ever allow AI to write or rewrite anything that we write. We don't want to put in a prompt and say, hey, write this story for me. We will never do that. We don't want to write a story and say, hey, rewrite this to make it sound better. We will never do that either. We see that as actually creating something that goes in line with what we are trying to create, which is good, true, and beautiful stories created by humans. And so if we have AI start writing scripts or writing blogs or whatever, that takes that away. So we will never be doing that. We will never allow it to make music. We implement music into our productions a lot. I mean, we have music scores, intro songs, all these kinds of things. And we'll never allow AI to make music, because that is a very big part of filmmaking. And so that would take apart from our actual creating by humans. We'll never allow it to create videos, just like Seedance 2.0. Like, we will not use it. Like, we just won't. We do not. That's not our goal, is to make movies made by a computer. We want to make movies made by people. And so we'll never use AI to create a video. And like I said, there's a market for it. There's a market for AI created videos, and people will want to watch those. But that's not us. And then creating audio, we'll never allow it to create any of the audio for our movies or shows or anything. We'll never allow it to mimic a person's voice or just create one from nothing. We just, yeah, we won't allow it. It's not what we do. And yeah, so Fearless Wandering Productions will always make art by humans for humans. We are aware of the use of AI and its potential. We believe there is a market out there for AI-generated art, but that is not what we do. We see it as a tool to help us in our endeavors. AI will never be the creator of the art we produce, but it can help us get there. That is our official statement, and we'll probably be releasing this document to the public. But yeah, that is my whole take on AI. That is our company's whole take on AI and what we will permit and not permit. There's a market out there. People will make AI generated stuff. I think a lot of these action scenes, like when they're far away, you'll never know. You will not know that it's AI generated, and they 100% will use it. It saves them money. They're already spending millions of dollars on these productions that suck, and they need to find a way to make it cheaper. They have to, because they are falling apart. Hollywood is falling apart, and they're going to be competing with 10-year-old kids on their computers. Like, these kids are going to be making stuff that's way better than they've ever made. They're going to be telling better stories than they've ever made, and there's nothing they can do about it. So they are going to try their best to cut their budgets as much as possible. They're going to use AI in every way they possibly can. I know that SAG has released a statement saying that they are not allowed to use the faces or voices of any of their actors. But SAG is becoming irrelevant. But yeah, that's the statement on AI. That's our take. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And that's where I see AI going. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support us, head to patreon.com/fearlesswandering. We have a patron only show there called Cigars and Cinema, where Trent and I just hang out, smoke cigars, all that. We got all our movies there. What is Christian Nationalism is on there. We got our TV show on there. That's the Baseball League. It's like a mockumentary style TV show, kind of like The Office, but it takes place on a diverse, the story is about a diverse baseball team that is trying to be DEI sensitive, and they just completely fall apart. It's quite hilarious, in my opinion. But yeah, we have all our stuff there. We're releasing a bunch of behind the scenes stuff for What is Christian Nationalism. We've got all the full interviews coming this Monday will be the last one, I believe, of the full interviews for What is Christian Nationalism. All of them are about 30 minutes. I know Joel Webbins is like almost 50 minutes. I think that's the longest one. So yeah, great interviews, a lot of great information in all of those. And we have a bunch of stuff that we're going to be releasing as well for more bonus features for What is Christian Nationalism. So head over there, and yeah, we have some projects in the works. Keep your eye out for that. And yeah, we're excited to announce some stuff soon of our plans for the year. And yeah, thank you for supporting us. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time. Bye. If there's one topic in the American church that needs clarity, it's Christian nationalism.
In 40 years, approximately 40 years, 3% of the American population ultimately was able to be so successful that they were able to replace the American flag with a rainbow.
Instead of the church discipling the culture has been discipling the church.
I think for most of American history, Americans understood their nation to be a Christian nation. That instinct of wanting a people, a Christian people, is good and right. It's worth pursuing.
Almost all of the original colonies, you had to have a public profession of Protestant faith to become any kind of political leader. A great way to love the culture is to make sure that society is ruled by Christian rulers and under a Christian government.
And so if you were a Christian ruler, a king or an emperor, or a president, or whatever system you're in, and you are a Christian and you have power, you should be, you know, nurturing your people in the same Padilla of the Lord.
We will blaspheme the gods of leftism, globalism, yeah. pluralism. Yes, we will blaspheme those gods and we will cut them down.
We are Christians. We are not Marxists and communists, and we're Christian nationalists. And that means that as we seek the earthly and heavenly good of our nation in our social laws and customs and all of the rest, we do so in faith.
The desire of Christ is to make the nations Christian.
Has England lost its way? Sure. Is it redeemable? Absolutely. But like everywhere else and everyone else, the only way to redemption is through Jesus Christ.
Are you aiming to make your household a little, small-scale, miniature model of civilization and harmonious living, where you're creating a beautiful and rich Christian culture in your home, in the earthly and in the heavenly, in the earthly things and in the spiritual things, in the body and in the soul?
Do you believe the United States of America is still a Christian nation?
Absolutely. This is the last stand for Christendom. It really is. People keep talking about the West, but this is not the West. This is Christendom.